Family, welcome to the Now Network. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. The Now Network presents Women Speak Now and Be Heard, hosted by Minister Michelle Taylor.
Can't help but praise them. Can't help but praise them. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Welcome, welcome to Women Speak Now. I'm your host, Minister Michelle. Thank you for joining me, listening audience. You are loved and appreciated. And most importantly, you are loved by the Most High God, the only true and living God. Women Speak Now is for all women, believers and non-believers, seeking an environment of love, empowerment, and trust, coming together as one in Christ. Men, we invite you here, and please know that you are always, always welcome into this atmosphere of love. Women Speak Now is dedicated to real talk, real issues with real godly solutions. Proverbs 12:19, the lip of truth shall be established forever. But a lying tongue is but for a moment. Thank you, everyone that already has liked us on our Facebook page on Women Speak Now with the Now Network. We just appreciate it. And for those who have not had the opportunity to do so, just stop by and click that like button. And a special thank you to Pastor E for having me as your host here on Women Speak Now. Please know that you are truly, truly appreciated. This broadcast is for you, our listening audience, to get involved in the conversation. We all have something to say. Yes, we do. We all have something to share. Your story, it is valuable. Yes, it is. We're talking about your story. It's valuable. Your experience, valuable. We are here to help one another. So go ahead. Give us your topics. Yes, those topics that you've been thinking about, those topics that's on your mind and you just want to answer to, go ahead and give us those topics directly on our Facebook page. Women Speak Now are as well as through Pastor E, the CEO and founder of this awesome dynamic network, the Now Network, or myself. We welcome you to speak now and be heard. Let us pray. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for shining your grace and your unmerited favor on us today. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Lord, we thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for salvation. And most importantly, we thank you for your son, Jesus. Oh, Father God, open up our minds that we may behold the wondrous things out of your law. Lord, we ask your blessings over tonight's conversation, and we welcome you, Holy Spirit, into this atmosphere. May the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord. We acknowledge that without you, we are nothing. But with you and through you, oh, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. For we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, hello, everyone. I am excited to be back with you on tonight.
Oh, in Jesus' name.
I pray that you have had a great day. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray you've had a great day. And praise the name of the Lord.
Minister Michelle.
Yes.
I know we're going forward, but there's an immediate need. You know Minister Carolyn.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Now haven't you been talking to her? Haven't you been talking to her as well as I have over the last 4 days? And every conversation has been, wow. Thank you.
Yes.
Wow. And our sister is sitting in the hospital right now, and there is a diagnostic of cancer of the colon.
Oh, wow.
And as brothers and sisters, did she sound like that?
No, not at all.
She was even at Resurrection Sunday.
Yes.
And even through a turmoil of transportation, she still made it. And even when we talked to her, she still sounded victorious.
Amen.
But I was on Facebook at 4 o'clock this morning. And I saw some pictures of her wrapped up on a gurney. Uh-huh. And I called her and I said, how are you? She says, I'm fine. And then I said, where are you? She said, I'm in the hospital.
Uh-huh. Well, I knew
everything about her spirit was healed. Huh?
I knew she was going in for something, a procedure, but I had no idea it was something like that.
Oh, my God. That's what I told her. We need to be proactive prayer warriors instead of reactive prayer warriors, because I saw the pictures, and I'm like, wait a minute. I just saw her. We were just talking about the glory of God. No, wait a minute. Why am I left behind?
Right.
I want to tell everybody out there that knows me, don't call me when you're going into operation. Call me when they told you you had a problem.
Well,
did you say well?
You know I did, right?
Yes, you did. You didn't want to sound religious, but you said, well, that's true. If I'm really a prayer partner with you, and not to take away hot topics, but this is going to be our first hot topic. If you're on the Now Network and you get a revelation of what's to come, call us now. So we can pray proactively, ready for the storm, instead of getting in the storm and then praying.
Amen, Pastor.
And then when it don't fix, we blame God. You didn't say nothing.
Oh,
Cole's mouth don't get fed.
So you didn't know at all, Pastor?
at all until this morning. And then when I called her, she said, I didn't want to say nothing. You know me, don't you? Minister Michelle, you know me. I'm going to call you on it. I'm like, girl, that's done. You should have called me when you knew you had a little itch.
Right.
Instead of a big scratch. See, then you want to call the man of God when you got a big scratch, but you felt a little itch.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference between proactive and reactive. Proactive means that you pay attention to everything that's happening in your life. Reactive is that you're waiting for it to happen, and then you ask for help.
That's
and then when God doesn't show up, we blame him. But God is a God of now. He is a proactive God.
Yes, he is.
Because he's finished.
Yes,
he is. Oh, we have, maybe topic one tonight is, how do you really pray? I pray when I need him. When my mind is starting to go left field before my body starts to activate it, because it happens in process. So we want to pray for Minister Carolyn tonight.
Amen.
I told her to put, I asked her, say, well, where'd they say it was? She said in the colon. I told her to put her hand as close to the colon she could, and she dug it in there, and we prayed the prayer of faith.
Hallelujah. That's right.
Minister Carolyn is healed.
In Jesus' name, by faith, yes.
But the essence of this lesson of topic one is, don't wait until you get sick. Call when you thought it was coming.
Absolutely. The Lord can go before you. Amen.
Yes, and I'm going to back out now and let you have your next two topics.
Amen.
Oh, we're going down next week.
Pray.
Our collaboration. We're going to go down. But I need to say that because a lot of us are waiting for stuff to happen to pray. But if you really are praying unceasingly, you're praying for things that you already know is coming.
Yeah,
I'm ready. I'm ready for the battle.
How often should we pray, Patsy? That's the number one question people always ask.
Oh, I'm ready.
Pray, right? Man should always pray and not speak. That means continually.
Unceasingly.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
All right. Love you, woman of God. Take it over before they think it's the collaboration week.
Okay, no problem. We can collaborate, though. You can come back in anytime. It's in urgent prayer. We can stop and we can go right into prayer. We can open up the lines and pray. However you want to do it, however you see fit.
Dial 1. If you want to pray tonight, dial 1. We can make this a prayer hot topics. But you got two hot topics that are going to really spark that prayer revelation. But I want everybody out there to know, it's Women Speak Now. Be heard. Let's pray. Let's agree.
Yes. Well, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So tonight I have two hot topics for discussion, and I will begin talking about them. And at the end, like we always do, we're going to open up the line, and it'll be your opportunity to get involved in the conversation. So our two hot topics on tonight are hot topic number one, what a friend we have in Jesus. Hot topic number one, what a friend we have in Jesus. And hot topic number two, agape. That's it. One and two. One, what a friend we have in Jesus, and two, got faith. Do you have faith? So let's get into it. Hot topic number one, what a friend we have in Jesus. And we know that everyone, I don't care who you are, everybody wants at least one true friend in life. We all want at least one true friend in life. Yes, we do. And we know having a true friend is truly, it's rewarding. Yeah, it's not about true friendship. It's rewarding. It is a gift. And it is a real blessing. It's a blessing from God when you have one, at least one true friend. I mean, many of us don't get a lot of friends. We may have what we call associates. We may have, which you may say, I know this person, but to really call somebody a true friend, now that is really a true blessing. Amen? Yes, it is. And we know that Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born of adversity. And as women, we usually build our close friendships. Normally, our closest friendships are normally start to develop in our childhood. And these are the friendships that become our true friends as we get into our adult lives. And it's often said, you know what, to have a good friend is how I go. The saying is, to have a good friend, you must be a good friend. Let me repeat that. To have a good friend, you must what? Yes, you must be a good friend. Many of us want a good friend, but we first have to learn how to be a good friend. Amen? So what does true friendship look like? What does it look like? True friendship is normally is based on loyalty. Yes, everybody wants somebody that's loyal. You want somebody that you could depend on, somebody that you know is going to be there for you through thick and thin, no matter what, that they're going to be there. That's, then, of course, true friendship has to be based on honesty. You want a friend that's going to be honest, that's going to tell you the truth. And then you want somebody who's trustworthy. You can't have a friendship if you don't have trust. You want to be able to trust your friend with all your secrets. You want your friend to be able to take certain secrets to the grave if they have to. We're talking about true friendship on tonight. Amen? We're talking about someone you can count on, a person that can even disagree with you. You don't want somebody that disagrees with you on everything. That's not true friendship. True friendship is someone that's going to tell you the truth, whether you like it or not, and not just be a yes man. Amen? And then there must be mutual trust. You got to have mutual trust, both people, and you got to have mutual respect. And this trust and respect is like a building block. If you got mutual trust, you got mutual respect, then you can build on this as a building block to create a solid friendship. And this is a solid friendship that you want to last a lifetime. Because you put a lot of time into friendship, true friendship. A lot of time goes into it. So you value this type of friendship. And there is value in true friendship. Amen? There is value in true friendship. Friendship. Yes, true friendship. It's getting harder and harder to find. A lot of our children are not establishing these friendships early on like we have. A lot of our children are starting to find out that there's really not a lot of true friends out there. Even in your adulthood, you could think you had a good friend, and sometimes you find out it wasn't really a true friendship. So true friendship is getting harder and harder to find. Yes, to truly find another person who has the same values in terms of how you define a true friendship. That's what's getting difficult. Now, you can have friends, we're talking about that true friend, of the things we just talked about, loyalty, honesty, trustworthy, mutual respect. That's the kind of friendship we're talking about on tonight, amen? And we have entered into the era of reality TV, and so there seems to really not be those boundaries that there used to be. It seems to be these boundaries for friends, they just cross them these days, but they didn't used to cross certain boundaries, amen? I know growing up, it was like if you had a best friend and we both seen a guy at the same time, if your friend said, oh, he's cute, then right then, that was it. It was like, oh, she saw him first. She liked him. I'm not even going to like him. He was just off balance or whatever, so, you know, boundaries. That was it. Like, oh, well, it's not even going to happen because she already said she liked him, so it's not even a possibility now, brother. Dating him and y'all broke up. I don't care if I'm married and I dated him 20 years ago. It's like, no. That used to be my friend's boyfriend, so he is just, no. It's not happening. That's the kind of true friends we used to have. So true friendship, you know, when you have a true friend, they're supposed to have your back. Yep, they're not supposed to try to sleep with your man. They're not supposed to try to flirt with your man. And a true friendship should be free of constant drama and pettiness. Now, I'm not saying you got to be perfect because even best friends are going to disagree. Yes, if it's really a true friendship, there's going to be some disagreement. There may be some arguing. Yep, but you shouldn't be having a whole lot of fights. You may have a few fights here and there, but nothing so serious. There should be nothing so serious that it should be able to break up or ruin a true friendship. So what are some of the things that can go wrong? What are some things that can go wrong and ruin such a solid friendship, you may ask? What kind of things go wrong? What are these things that can break up this true friendship that we're talking about on tonight? Well, usually what happens is that trust is broken in some type of capacity. Yes, trust is broken in some type of capacity. It's usually like one friend ends up telling a secret that they swore they wouldn't tell nobody, somehow it got back to you, and you like, you're the only person that knew it, so you had to tell it, right? Or that true friend who you thought was a true friend begins to gossip about you to your other friends, and then that gets back to you. Or something seriously happens where there is true betrayal. Yeah, something seriously happens where there's true betrayal. There's going to be some lies. There's going to be some deceit. These are the things that break up, which was once a true friendship. So this results in one of the friends being so offended that they're not willing to forgive or forget and definitely not willing to move forward. So this breaks up true friendships, betrayal, lies, deceit. Yes. See, trust is broken and you cannot repair it in these type of situations. But other times, one friend may become jealous for whatever reason. And then some friends just happen to just really grow out. They outgrow one another. Their lives, directions, and they just seem to grow, outgrow each other, and the one friendship they may have had in their youth is no longer that way in their adulthood. But guess what? Guess what? I got good news for you on tonight. So no matter what, if you have one true friend, maybe you have several true friends, and maybe you have no true friends, you will always have a friend in Jesus. Yes, oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Jesus says we are his friends if we keep his commandments and do all that he has commanded us to do. In fact, Jesus goes on to say in John 15 and 13, no longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I call you friends. For all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You see, Jesus is a true friend. And he's a true friend in season. He's a true friend out of season. And we can trust Jesus with all our secrets. We can trust him with all our fears. We can trust Jesus with our insecurities and everything that we may be going through. Everything about us, guess what? We can lay it down at the feet of Jesus and truly be ourselves. And we can know that he specializes in transformations. We're talking about Jesus and the friend we have in him. He specializes in transformations. Hallelujah. He specializes in extreme makeovers. Guess what? He even specializes in second chances. Oh, yeah. He gives our new hearts. He gives us a new mind because Jesus makes everything new. Everything is new in him. Hallelujah. In him is life. Yes, in Jesus is life, life more abundantly, and everlasting life. And you will always have a friend in Jesus. Guess what? He won't gossip about you. Mm-mm. He ain't gonna gossip about you. He ain't gonna tell your business. He's not gonna be messy. He's not gonna be petty. Ain't none of that going on. Because what? We have a true friend in Jesus. Amen. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. And what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what a peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needle pains we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. And yes, glory, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. That brings us to our next topic, which is hot topic number two. Hot topic number two on tonight is got faith. Got faith. We know that Hebrews 11 and 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. There is that word now. And we know that what? Now is part of Pastor E's, this whole Now Network, which is not our will, and we must do everything now when we're dealing with faith, because right here it says Hebrews 11 and 1, it starts off with now faith, not later faith, not yesterday faith, not maybe in a while faith, but now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Talking about now faith. So we must pray now, hallelujah. We must move now. We must live our best life when? Yes, you got it now. Believe now, forgive now, love your neighbors now, and have faith now as you walk in your purpose. When? Now. Amen. You may say, well, what exactly is faith? What exactly is faith? Well, we know the Word of God says that faith, it means that you're being sure of the things that you hope for. You're sure of them. You're confident in them. Amen. And then you knowing that something is real even though you have not seen it. That's what faith is. Faith means being sure of the things you hope for and knowing that something is real even though you have not seen it. So basically, it comes down to this. God said it, we believe it, and that settles it. Amen. I say God said it, we believe it, and that settles it. Praise God. By faith, we are saved. By faith, we receive our healing. By faith, we receive the blessings of God. As well as by our obedience to his word. So we do what? By faith we are saved. By faith we receive our healing. By faith we receive the blessings of God. And as well as by being obedient. So they go hand in hand. If you got faith, then you're going to go ahead and do what the word is telling you to do. So you got to be obedient. And we know that obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. John 10:27 says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them. And they follow me. We're talking about faith. So we can agree that faith, it is crucial, faith is essential, and faith is necessary as a believer. Faith is what? You got it. It's crucial. Mm-hmm. It's essential, and is necessary as a believer. Hebrews 11:6 says, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. So we must seek him diligently. So diligently means that you're doing it all the time. You're giving it all that you have. You're not doing it. You're not half doing it, but you're putting your all into it diligently with all that you have. Yes. And we know that it's even impossible to even please God. If you don't have faith, you can't even please God. And we got to first have faith to even believe that God is God. Amen? Amen. So, yes, you got to have faith. We must believe that God is God. We must believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that no one comes to the Father unless they go through Jesus. By faith, we must believe that Jesus is the way, Jesus is the truth, and Jesus is the life. We are even justified by faith. Yes, we're justified by faith. Romans 5:1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So we can very well say that faith is our lifeline. Faith is what? Oh, yes, faith is our lifeline. See, it connects us. Yes, faith. It connects us to all the benefits of the kingdom of God. It connects us to what? All the benefits of the kingdom of God. And it also grants us access to God through Christ Jesus, faith. Do you have faith? Another great thing about faith is that if you don't even need a whole lot of it. Oh, yeah, that's a great thing about faith. You don't even need a whole lot of it. You don't need an abundance of it. You don't need a just like overflowing with faith. Only need a little and about a measure of a mustard seed worth. Amen. I said, how much? About a mustard seed worth. Have you ever seen a mustard seed? A mustard seed is so teeny tiny. It's really extremely small. I'm talking about small. If you have a keyboard and you on the keyboard, you look at the where you put the period, it's about that small. Now, I know you got to have that much faith because that's pretty small. Amen. Amen. So you only need as much faith as a mustard seed. Luke 17:6 says, and the Lord answered, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you. That's Luke 17:6. Oh, Lord, we pray that you increase our faith, Father God, on tonight. Lord, we pray that you would give us that perfect faith. We're talking about that faith that does not doubt, that type of faith that does not waver. We want to move mountains, Lord. We want to lay hands on the sick and have them recover. Amen. We want to do your will, Father God, and accomplish in you, Almighty God. Yes, we have faith. Hallelujah. So that ends my discussion on tonight. Yes, that is my discussion on tonight, and I'm excited about what's going on right now because this is my opportunity to hear from you. You heard from me, and I want to hear from you on tonight. Let's do a quick recap. We've had two hot topics. First, we talked about prayer, as you already heard. Then we went into hot topic number one, well, you could call it two, which was what a friend we have in Jesus. And then number three, God's faith. So I would love to hear how these topics have inspired you. Maybe they have motivated you. Maybe the Lord has given you a word of knowledge to share with us on tonight. Maybe you have a revelation to share, a story that relates to one of these topics. It is your part in the discussion where you have the opportunity to get involved in the conversation. Maybe you just want to give a shout out. Maybe you desire prayer. It is your turn to speak now and be heard. Let me hear from you. Press one. Come on in and let's conversate on these hot topics on tonight.
Without no further ado, Minister Annie, you're live on Women Speak Now and Be Heard.
Praise God, family, Pastor E and Minister Michelle. How are you?
Blessed.
God bless you, Minister Annie. I just want to say thank you, Minister Annie. I reached out to her early this morning because I was like, oh, what kind of hot topics do I want today? And I wanted something different, something original. So let me reach out to Minister Annie. She came right through, but her topic was so hot that we're going to keep it for the collaboration. So I just want to thank
Praise
you for
God.
That. Minister Annie, God bless you. Amen.
God be the glory. You must do God's will.
And let me take full responsibility for that, because I saw that question. I said, no. We need that for next week. That's something. That's a deep conversation. That's collaboration type of thing.
Amen. Yes, it is.
It was a
a true thing that's happening so much right now. But anyway, those hot topics that we did have tonight, I mean, yes, what a friend we have in Jesus. Are you a friend of Jesus? Yes, I am. Praise God for that.
Praise God.
Amen. I mean, you broke it down. You gave it to us straight. And, you know, it gives us room to look at ourselves and our lives with the friendships that we have. And we need to check them out. Are we being a friend in order to gain a friend? And if we are, what type of friend are we? Are we a friend that sometimes would take the back burner and just listen instead of always having something to say? Can we be that friend to just be a shoulder to cry on? Or, you know, whatever that friend is in need of at that time. Now, to me, that's a challenge, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not for me per se, but it's a challenge for a lot of people.
Right.
You know, in these friendships. And it's such a blessing to continue to have friends from childhood. I know when I go back home to Mississippi, I always see at least three or four of my friends. They make a point to, you know, because my sisters always let them know when I'm coming.
Awesome.
And
awesome.
It can be 12 o'clock midnight, and I can be leaving the next day at 6. They're going to see me before I leave.
Aww.
That's just ideas, and I love it. So in order to have friends and to be with you that long, you don't have to see them every day or talk to them all the time. But when you come together, it's so awesome, and I love it. Absolutely. And that's what God is to us.
Yes, he
that's
is.
What he is
to
us.
Amen.
Woo, hallelujah.
Yes. You know,
hallelujah.
He has those deep, dark secrets, and, you know, he's like, ooh, you know, thank you, Jesus.
Thank
he ain't
you.
Telling nobody. Amen.
Right, nobody. Amen.
And please, I'll be like, please don't tell nobody. Can we keep that between me and you?
Amen.
Oh, my God. Please. I know you forgave me, and I know I repented,
but
can we just keep that between me and you, God?
Yeah. You know, don't even let it come up in a prophecy or nothing. Just don't, Lord.
But, you know, God erases all of the transgressions.
Amen.
He says all transgressions, all unrighteousness, all sinful deeds. But we tell somebody and they turn it against us. Can we just keep it in God's court?
Yep.
Yes.
Turn it against you. Spread it.
You're absolutely right. Yes.
I got to stop telling everybody everything.
Yes. Amen.
Well, something should be just.
Oh, we got another
Lord.
Sermon tonight.
Ooh.
What's between me and God is between me and God alone.
Amen.
Well, you know, we got a couple of callers here. Area code 310-2630. This is Jill McBride. I'm gonna call her name out because I know who it is. Welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard.
Amen.
God.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. This is my first time tuning in. I'm sitting here getting ready to go get something to eat, and then I got the text message, and so I just pushed it and just to tune in to. I missed all the topics or anything that you guys were on.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, appreciate you calling in.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I would like to request prayer.
Oh, go ahead. Absolutely.
Prayer for my friend that's homeless, that was sleeping in his car. They towed his car away, so now he doesn't have anywhere to go. He lost his home, and he ended up in the street. So I just would like prayer and ask God for shelter for him.
Okay, amen.
Does he have any public assistance?
Yes. Man, amen.
You mean funds?
Yes.
Funds? Yes, he does.
Call me. Minister Michelle, pray. But Jill, call me.
Yeah.
Minister Michelle, pray.
Absolutely. You got it. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just come before
Jesus.
You, Father God, lifting up this
in the name of Jesus.
In the name.
Thank you, Father God, for the woman of God
yes,
to even call out his name for
yes.
prayer, Father God. And we know,
thank
Lord,
Jesus,
you're going to feed the baby, Father God. So we know that you're going to feed
yes,
him,
Lord.
You're going to shelter him, Father God. So we
yes,
pray
Lord.
Now, Father God,
Lord,
yes, Jesus. Shelter for him in the
yes,
mighty
Lord.
Name of Jesus, Lord. We
thank
pray for
you,
his
Jesus.
Safety, Father God. Oh, Father God,
yes.
we pray for his mind to be regulated, Father God.
Yes,
yes,
Lord.
Thank
yes,
for
yes, Lord.
While he is homeless, Lord, that he knows that he has shelter. That his experience, Father God, will draw him
yes,
closer
Lord.
To you, Lord, that he may have
yes.
a closer walk
Hallelujah.
With you.
Free in the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
And we thank you now, Lord, that he has shelter
thank
now,
you,
Father
thank
God.
You,
we thank you for now.
Help
Father
us now.
God. Yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah. You know, you are
deliverance is now.
You can do exceedingly.
Yes.
More
thank
than
you, Jesus.
Think or act, Father
thank
God.
You,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Thank
you. You're a mighty God. We
thank
you,
Lord.
Lord. You've been a loving God.
Thank you,
we thank you, Lord, for being a compassionate God.
Yes,
a God
Lord.
Of
Lord.
Yes. Fine and wonderful and a merciful God. And we just praise
thank
you on tonight.
You.
We give you all glory.
We yes,
all
we praise you, Lord. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And it is, though. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, Jill, I'm adding you into the network because Jill is part of One Voice, and One Voice is a new group that Pastor E is working with. We was in the park this
awesome.
Sunday, and
awesome.
But this is my sister, and you're in covenant with us.
Hallelujah.
But it wasn't,
okay,
see, that's
okay.
what we like about the portion room, Jill. The portion room says, I want to help someone else before I help myself. I want to
uh-huh.
give my blessings for someone else's, ability to receive the grace of God. And because
yes.
of your willingness to sacrifice, God
you,
is already moving on your behalf. God is
thank
moving
you,
in areas that you didn't even know to ask about. God is filling the spaces that are empty. God is fulfilling the grace
yes, yes.
and the glory that's on your life
thank
because
you,
of that one sacrifice.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I receive it,
and that's
Lord.
All we can say is thank you. That's all we can say
thank
is thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
And we say
hallelujah.
Thank you right now.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
who
you.
Tonight,
thank you,
wait a minute. Who tonight
Jesus.
Is ready for a right now blessing?
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Who is ready for a right now? I'm not talking
right
about
now.
Like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm talking about immediate.
Now.
If you're
now.
Ready for
I.
an immediate blessing, you got to get
yes.
prepared for the blessing that's already been done.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I receive it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
The most powerful message I ever heard from Jesus when he said, Minister Michelle, he said, what you talking about? By your faith, you are healed.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Don't you know
thank
once you
Lord.
Believe it, you can receive it and achieve it?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank
you don't
Jesus.
Need me. You don't need the network. You don't need nobody else.
Thank you, Father.
Once you receive it, now we can come in agreement.
Say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Lord.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Hit my favorite word, Shabbat. Done.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Minister Carolyn. Now, don't nobody, I'm going to leave everybody live tonight, but we're going to bring Minister Carolyn in at this point. Minister Carolyn, how are you, woman of God?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
No. You're healed.
I'm healed. Right?
No report of man. But to report the Lord, I told Minister Michelle offline, we prayed for you in the beginning. I said, girl, I seen her on some pictures on Facebook in the hospital. But last night she was saying, I'm blessed. I'm this. Wait a minute.
Yes.
We're
you.
Here to link with you.
Hallelujah.
We're here to connect with you. We're here to walk with you.
Yes.
We're here to intercede
thank you, Lord,
for you.
Her healing.
We're here to be
thank
in the
you,
gap
Jesus.
For you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank
and you know,
thank
some people say don't take advantage. I'm going to say take advantage.
Hallelujah.
Take advantage of the gift of God
thank
of
you,
like-minded
Father.
Believers are here for you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm taking
yes,
advantage
of it. Give into your life. Willing to sow into your life. Willing to stand in
amen.
The gap for your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because the enemy
amen.
Wants to cut your throat.
Oh, yes, he does. Yes, he does. But, you know, by this ministry, I'm growing every day. I'm getting stronger. I have never been so blessed by people that I don't even know, you know, and it's a relationship that God has given me.
God's
children. And you were talking about friends and what a friend we have in Jesus, and I thank Jesus for loving me when I didn't love myself, you know, and I'm feeling like at times I wasn't even a friend. You know, how could I be a friend to someone when I wasn't being a friend to myself? You know, the things that I was doing and the places that I was going and the things that I was doing. But he reached in and he grabbed me and he got me out so that I could go back to him. And now I can be a friend to other people. And sometimes I was listening to the lady when she said that, you know, we have to be quiet sometimes and just be a shoulder to listen. And I was blessed by hearing that because sometimes I just start running my mouth and, girl, I would do this and I would say that. And, you know, so I have to keep it real.
Oh, we got testimony service tonight. We got some testimony for service.
And I have to
run my mouth. You know what? Minister Carolyn, can I say this to you?
Yes.
We do the same thing. We want to run our mouths too. We are so much alike. But the world always tell us that we're so different, but we are so much alike. Always want to run your mouth instead of listening.
Yes. And like the other night on the network, it was like, if you don't listen, sometimes you will miss something. But I've learned to, I'm starting to be able to differentiate the people that who I should listen to and those I shouldn't. You know, God is putting those people in my place that, you know, like this prayer line, you'll catch my attention by certain things that you say. And another thing that I've learned is, yes, I'm in the hospital. They cut on my colon yesterday and they've done what they had to do. But my thing is, if you look up, you should be able to get up, and if you get up, you should be able to move.
All right.
So I've been moving around today, and I'm going to be quiet. I started going to Skid Row every Friday and helping a man. And there's one homeless man that sits in the corner at Gladys Park, and he never wants to take food from anybody. And I smiled at him, and I befriend him, and I started talking, and last week, I handed him some food, and he accepted it. But when I
asked
him and stuff, he wouldn't. So I'm like, if they let me go tonight, I'm going to take that two-hour train trip tomorrow, and I'm going to be at Gladys Park so I can see that man tomorrow.
Wait. When?
Well, they are going to release me.
When they release me tonight?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be on the train.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight.
Yes, sir.
If I want God's favor, I got to speak God's favor.
Hallelujah.
Here, let me shake your world tonight. He says, speak those things that are not as if it's already
done. Oh, they were.
Done.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And I know God has finished it. I got to start walking in it like it's done.
Yes,
I'm healed. I'm free.
Thank you, Father. Yes.
I'm alive.
Yes.
I'm new.
Glory. Yes.
We reach our hands to you, Carolyn, right now because you're still in that capacitation of a hospital. But today when I called you, and I'm not trying to even get in our own personal business, but when we talked, did your spirit get quickened?
Yes.
Then that's enough right there because your body got to catch up. See, it's spiritual.
Thank you,
the
Father.
The spirit is going to walk on water before the flesh ever walks on water.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit is going to believe before the flesh ever catches up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you cannot do what you don't see until you believe what has already been done for you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
When the doctors come to you and say, Wait a minute. Who came to see you?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, did you get a shot from somebody else? Did somebody else come in here and do an operation? You're going to be like, no.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just waiting to go home. They're going to say, you have nothing left on you.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
No cancer.
Thank you, Lord.
Everybody on this line tonight, I need you to say this with me. 5 times straight, and then 2 times extra going to make 7. No cancer. On the count of 3. 1, 2, 3. No cancer.
No cancer. No.
No cancer.
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 2 more times. No cancer.
No cancer.
No cancer.
No cancer.
But revelation of life.
Revelation of life, Jesus.
On you right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Carolyn, you put your hand right back where I told you to put it earlier, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. I'm 5-fold because I'm going to believe God.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes you got to touch some spots. I got an ache in my back. You better touch it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Under the book, Hallelujah.
Minister Terry, she wants to get into this conversation.
Amen.
Women speak now and be heard. Shabbat.
Yes. Good evening. Praise the Lord. I tell you, beautiful family.
Wanda, I see you in the queue. Don't worry. Yes. I'm bringing you next.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Ooh,
thank you. And
God's
faith, you know, I know who a friend before I was following him like I am right now. I have faith right now. But I have
0 to 5 seconds.
Him.
Now. When?
And
now.
I, ooh,
now.
Right
when?
Now.
Now.
Faith, when you have faith in him and you call on him, he is there. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. And I tell you, the thing was just trusting and believing, because the time when I was following him, I couldn't walk, couldn't eat, couldn't talk, none of that. You know,
you
but I called on him.
Jesus.
No. I have my faith.
I need you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
But now we can't wait till we're in a crisis. Call on him all the time.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hot topic. Ooh, Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus.
Hallelujah. I need you.
You can wake up and call him in the middle of the night, early in the morning. Cool, right? You can call him anytime. Cool, thank you, Lord. And Minister Carol, I'm praying in agreement with them also, Minister Michelle, Pastor Lee, for Minister Carol.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
You know, because I rode home with her Resurrection Sunday and I didn't have a clue. No clue, beautiful
the
sister.
The enemy is a liar.
Yes. No, Jesus, you know, because we could have been praying all the way in the park and all the way home and back, you know.
All I had to do was put my hand on her and agree with, oh, my God. We need a health network on the, I need somebody to call a doctor that they know. We need a health network going on this broadcast.
Amen.
We need somebody sane advice to help us.
And send my love to Minister Annie too. God bless you. And Sister Jill. Sister Jill, Minister Jill for One Voice. I did see you beautifully out there too, Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. Praise the Lord. God bless you all, family. Love you all.
Wait. Not Resurrection. Every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
We're going to be in the park.
Ooh, he's alive. Thank you, Jesus.
The Purpose Ministry is going to provide a meal and some clothes every Sunday until the Lord says different.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't be scared. Come before your service.
52 weeks of love. And what's the word? Standard Valentine and Minister Perry. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, 12 noon Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. Central and 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and be blessed by these two mighty women of God. Amen.
Minister Wanda, we want to bring you into the conversation. Women speak now and be heard. Come on, let us hear you.
Hello. Hi, family. Pastor E, Minister Michelle.
Hello. God bless you.
All right. And oh, wow, it's just good just listening to you guys. Wow, you know, what a friend we have. I have in Jesus, you know. And then
I myself,
you know, I learned I'm hard-headed. I'm so hard-headed. I'm very hard-headed.
Testify.
So, you know, I went through the point that, you know, hey, I'm going to tell all my friends about what's going on, you know. Hey, then all my business was out. But I learned that a friend in Jesus, a friend in Jesus, you know what, I can call him up any time of night. I ain't got to worry about him turning me off saying, oh, I'll talk to you later. I got something doing. And the faith I have in him. See, I've been down so many roads. And when I went through the road through, like, just last year, hey, the devil said that cancer was hitting my body on two occasions, once in my neck and the other in my lung. And the friend, what a friend I have in Jesus and my faith and a whole lot of prayer. He was alive. I came out two times, not one time. After it went through my lung, hey, I had to tell the devil he was alive. And see, well, Jesus, my friend, he walked. You know, hey, I need an earthly friend, but Jesus, my friend, and my faith. My faith got weak, but it strengthened my faith. Hey, I'm not perfect, but I know for a fact, two times, man, the devil said, I had cancer in my body. Here I am today. I don't have no cancer. Hey,
what you say?
And then what? The blessing was with my throat. I don't smoke cigarettes anymore.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, praise God. Testify.
So God is just continually blessing me, and it's just I just have to step in and just say yes. What a friend! And I didn't think I could ever stop smoking cigarettes, and every time I hear this little Pastor E in my ear, and every time I get ready, and I just because I've been going, I've had patches, I've had.
I done had all kind of stuff.
And he said, pick up something different. I'm saying, well, I don't want to get fat. So I started just doing a little bit different things. But, hey, so, Sue, I don't have cancer.
Wanda, what'd I tell you? Don't go cold turkey. Replace a bad habit with
a good habit. I replaced it with something there.
See, if you can replace the habit in your mind, so if you say, I eat a lot, then you replace it with not eating a lot. If I smoke, you replace it with not smoking. If you do whatever, a good habit is doing the opposite of what you was doing wrong.
Exactly. But I thank God, and I just want to say,
Wanda, don't tell him how much I pushed you. Don't tell him how much how irritating
I am. But tell him, only thing I'm saying to myself, I've been smoking over 40 years, and he going to tell me replace it with something else. With something else? I don't know. 47 years, I don't know nothing but that. So I had to do a whole lot of praying.
Good.
Right. But after God... Yes, he has. And he's still, wait a minute, I'm a piece of work. So he ain't through with me yet. Lord Jesus,
wait a minute. Wanda, we all alike.
Yes.
Minister Michelle,
we all alike.
You start clapping. I'm just like you.
I'm just like you. That's right.
But I ain't what I used to be. Oh, my God. I ain't what I used to be. But I'm still a bunch of work.
Oh, yeah. Hey, and I ain't through yet. Right? Because I have a friend in Jesus. And I love you guys.
Evangelist Virginia Valentine, come on in this conversation. Women speak now and be heard.
Well, good afternoon, man of God.
What a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, my.
Good afternoon, Minister. Yes, good afternoon, Minister Michelle. Good afternoon.
Yeah, I'm trying to have a Holy Ghost party right now.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank
I'm standing
you.
In the gap for Minister Carolyn. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, we are. Can we all push her in the Porsche room? Five, four,
yes,
three, two,
push
one.
Right
push.
The name of Jesus.
Yes.
The Porsche room
Jesus.
Was full. It's ready
yes, it
to
is.
Deliver.
Yes, it is.
I give freely.
Yes,
push.
Yes. Minister Carolyn. Hello, Minister Carolyn.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
The Bible says he fought for a man. Someone is standing in the gap and make up the hedges. And I am standing in the gap with you right now as I speak. I am standing in the gap for you. That your body is totally, your body is totally healed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Cancer can't dwell in your body. You are a woman of God. You are a woman of faith. You are a woman of integrity.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. I curse cancer right now at the root. And I command it to die right now in the name of Jesus. I come against it right now in the name of Jesus.
Receive.
Cancer cannot dwell in nobody.
Prayer for you too. I dare anyone out there that's in the position of a need, when the effectual prayer of the righteous man goes forth, it's not particular, it's for all. I say he was talking to her. I'm prophesying to everybody. Lift your hands.
Yes.
If you have a need right now, put
lift
your hands
your
in the air and receive your deliverance.
Lift your hands.
Your court case is already clean.
It's already done.
Your healing is already delivered. Your transformation has already been set before you.
Yes, it has. Yes.
And your redemption
yes.
is by your faith to commit and watch this,
glory
and confess
Jesus.
Your sins.
Glory
and
Jesus.
He's faithful
glory
and
Jesus.
Just to forgive all your unrighteousness.
Yes, yes. Glory
but if
to
you
your
don't
name.
Put your, if you don't put the first foot forward,
yes.
nothing's happening. But everybody listening tonight, all you got to do is lift your hands and say yes. All you got to do is say, forgive me. All you got to do is say, take it away. All you have to do is say, I am new again.
Yes, yes, yes.
I won't do what I used to do.
No, we won't.
I won't be what I used to be.
No, we won't.
And I'm not going to be what people told me I was going to be.
Oh,
and I am new. I am free.
New.
I'm dead to sin.
New.
Oh, yeah, there's some new struggles coming, but I'm not going to deal with the old struggles because I'm free. I'm new. I'm delivered.
We delivered.
And when the new struggles come, I'm going to say, hey, I've been enough struggles. All I got to do is say, I resist. You will flee.
Yes, because the struggle is over.
It's over.
The struggle is over.
It's over.
The struggle is over. The struggle is over.
That's our biggest problem. We get healed and we let our minds tell us we're still sick.
That's
the problem. We get delivered and then somebody else tell us you doing what you used to do. We get redeemed and then we tell ourselves we're not good enough. Enough is enough.
Yes, it is.
I am new. I am redeemed.
Redeemed.
I am free from sin.
Free from sin. Free from
but I'm alive in God.
From hell and damnation.
Yes.
I'm alive in God because that takes me out the equation.
Yes, we are. And Melissa Michelle, what a friend we have in Jesus.
Yes, praise God.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
What a friend.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
A friend love at all times.
All times.
Say, I stay closer to you than a brother. I stay closer to you than a brother.
Old school.
Yeah,
Jesus said, I stay closer to you than a brother.
Thank you, Lord.
You can't get no closer than that.
So
you can't get no closer than what Jesus said. I stay closer to you than a brother. And another thing, Melissa Michelle, what a friend we have in Jesus. When we have friends. All of us have friends, okay? Well, let me share this with you. There's something that we can't share with everybody.
That's the truth.
Everybody say they're your friend. They're not your friend.
Amen.
I know you married. There are other people on the line that is married. You could be married, and you going through a relationship with your marriage. You having a problem with your marriage. Your marriage is on the edge of a breakdown, and you go share it with a friend, and you think that's your friend. And guess what? That's not your friend. You put your trust in her. And all
right,
the same time, she's after your man. She's after your husband.
What you say? Say it, Evangeline.
Did you hear what
I'm
saying?
You're telling the truth. You're telling the truth.
You can't share everything when you got a problem in your home and your marriage. Don't share everything with that so-called friend. That's not your
Amen.
Friend. You don't put your trust in her, and she's broken your trust.
Well.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is that confirmation?
Yes, it
Stop
is.
Stop telling your business. I said this in the beginning. Stop telling your business. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
Tell it to Jesus.
Stop asking people to agree with you. Stop asking people to pray for you. Stop asking people to get involved. Go to the Lord in prayer. One-on-one.
Listen to the phone and not the phone.
Somebody need to really study the new covenant. He says you don't have to go to your brother, your sister, your neighbor, or nobody else. You come to me one-on-court.
One-on-one. Come to God. Bring it to him. Look at 1 Peter 5 and 7.
I will forgive you of all your transgressions.
Yes. 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, cast all your cares upon God.
See, now you're trying to preach.
You better cast everything
don't
on
start
God.
Me. Now you're trying to preach.
You
don't start me.
You better cast everything on the Lord.
Amen.
You better cast everything on the Lord.
Everything.
Everything on God.
But wait a minute. Can we be real? Some people is like, we can cast it at the church. We can cast it on
the
altar by paying tithes. We can cast it. No, you can't. Cast it on the Lord. And your due diligence to God on what he has called you to do. Oh, wait a minute. The lines have lit up. We got some old callers. 562 last 4 9 2 4 8. Come on in. Women speak now and be heard.
This no life gone.
And notice that on your side that notice it start trickling down. You know,
okay, that was a mistake. Because they talk about AAA and everything else. Area code 310 last 4 2630. You're live on Women Speak Now.
That's me, Pastor E. I'd like to, this is Evangelist Jill, I'd like to ask for prayer, one more special prayer for my auntie's granddaughter that tried to jump over a bridge 3 times. She's in a mental institution. She's trying to kill herself.
Okay, I need to pray this one. Can I, I know this is women speak now, but can I pray this one?
Oh, go ahead, man.
Well, first of all, can I first get an acknowledgement to the world? When the enemy comes to rob, kill, and steal, he's not trying to steal nothing but your mind.
Mm-hmm.
If you look on the corners of America, people are out there with signs, talking crazy, running in front of cars because their mind has been taken.
Yeah,
and as the body of Christ, we have to know that you have to let the mind of Christ be in you.
Yes.
So Christ could be alive. But on the other hand, if we're going to really be disciples, we got to pray against those that minds have been taken.
Yes.
People out there crazy because they was trying to convince themselves to get a check.
Mm-hmm.
People out there crazy because somebody told them you can get on disability if you act
That's
crazy.
Right.
If you walk in the office and you do this and you do that, don't you know the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart,
so is he.
If you think you're crazy long enough, the result is nothing but crazy.
Yeah. But
and that
all right,
is the tool of the enemy. So right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for the sound mind.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and sound mind. So I speak love, in the mind. I speak sound mind into everyone.
Hallelujah.
I speak deliverance of the mind that as disciples, we are not trying to change their clothes. We're not trying to change their shoes. We're not trying to even change their smell. We're trying to change their perception of being a child of God, sound mind. Enemy, we bind you right now and put you under our foot against the mind of people.
We say
right now, we take dominion over your attempt to destroy the mind of the body of Christ and the mind of people.
Yes.
We say right now, we extend our hand.
Thank
Jill,
God.
What's his name? What's his name, Jill?
Her name is Colby. Her name is a girl. She's 28 years old with 2 daughters.
And what's her name?
Her name is Colby.
We extend our hand in the direction of Colby, from the east, the west, the north, and the south.
Hallelujah.
We don't care where she's at right now. We extend
Hallelujah.
That we touch her mind right now.
Yes, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Not by power and might, but by the what? Name of Jesus.
Yes.
And by our faith, we get it. We stand in the gap for her right now.
Lord.
We're not looking for a transformation. We are demanding a transformation. We are not looking for a change. We are decreeing a change. We are not expecting a move from nobody else but you, God. By our faith, we expect to see her change right now.
Yes, Father. In the name of Jesus.
And I know when I pray, things change. I know when I pray, things are revealed.
Hallelujah.
I know when I pray that you are revealed because your power, your might, and your spirit flows.
Thank you, Father. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, by the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous.
Yes. Thank you, Father.
Man and woman. I'm going to put it in there. Because God is no respecter of man.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Yeah.
And you ladies out there, you in line with me just like I'm speaking.
Thank you, Jesus.
My shoulders are just like yours. Your shoulders are just like mine. And our faith is the same.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
I dare you to believe tonight.
I dare you to believe tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I believe.
I dare you to believe tonight.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
I believe Jesus. When you believe, you receive, and you achieve, that you can stand up on the corner and say, I am the redeemed, and I'm going to say so.
I believe Jesus.
Yes.
Anybody else? We got a few minutes left. Minister Michelle, you can minister as we go from here, but we have a few minutes left. If anyone else has a request, dial one.
Amen. Well, I just pray that these hot topics sound like they have been a blessing. I just thank the Lord for his word as it has went forth. I thank each caller, everybody who participated. I just want to say that God is everything we need, and everything we need is in God. God is everything we need.
Everything
you could ever want, everything you could ever need is all in God. And the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. And just continue to be blessed in Jesus' name. Hold on. Because he won't let go of yours. Amen.
I like that ending. Hold on. But if I could, I'm gonna dare everybody not to hang up. That's still on the line. All you need is one touch.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Just one touch. I mean, can you imagine one touch and everything is all right? I don't have to question no more. I don't have to worry no more.
Glory.
I don't have to be despaired anymore. I know if I struggle to get through the crowd and be able to reach my hand up, and don't you know how fervent the crowd was to get at him, and you still were able to touch the hem of his garment?
Amen.
It's just called one touch. Don't hang up. Listen to this.
One touch.
reach out and touch him. Yes. Grab the hem of his garment. Whatever you can grab, just grab hold by faith.
You are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at provoke2000now.com to make all financial donations. provoke2000now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.